From News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. The families of seven campers and two counselors who died during the devastating July 4th floods this summer have filed lawsuits against Camp Mystic and its owners. 27 girls and counselors died that night. In total, three lawsuits have been filed. They each allege gross negligence and are seeking more than $1 million in damages. The suits claim that the camp chose to house the girls in flood-prone areas despite the risk to avoid the cost of relocating the cabins by the water. It also alleges that there was not a viable evacuation plan. This is the first legal action taken by victims' families against the camp since the tragedy occurred. Camp Mystic is 99 years old and is located in Kerr County. Today is Veterans Day. However, veterans are struggling more than others today. Requests for food and housing assistance have spiked since the start of the federal government shutdown. Our Andrew Schneider says that's the finding of Combined Arms, a Houston-based nonprofit that helps veterans across Texas and other states.
Combined Arms CEO Mike Hutchings estimates food assistance requests have jumped nearly 50% in the past month, while rent or mortgage aid requests are up nearly a quarter.
These are also primarily your aging veteran population on fixed incomes or low-income veteran population, so very high risk.
Combined Arms and its partner organizations are working to bridge the gap, but
looking at kind of the revenue that's coming in and what we can afford to do in purchasing food and gift cards for these short-term solutions, we can really only help about 1-2% of the affected population in the state right now.
Hutchings says food and housing insecurity is hurting roughly 107,000 veterans in Texas alone. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
Governor Greg Abbott has yet to call a runoff election in Texas's 18th congressional district between Democrats Christian Menefee and Amanda Edwards. State and federal election laws require Abbott to call the election between 70 and 77 days after the completion of the official election canvass, according to University of Houston Law Center Professor David Frumkin.
The additional delay that we're now experiencing with the runoff, I think, is a further reason to think that the voters would have benefited from calling the special election in May rather than postponing it until November.
Harris County expects to canvass the first round results on Thursday. The state election code requires that the runoff take place on a Saturday, which effectively requires the Secretary of State to set the date for January 24th. A Houston area school district is delaying the start of school as a result of a bus driver shortage. Middle schoolers will now start at 8:30 in the morning in Crosby ISD and finish around 4:20 in the afternoon. The district says that they are dealing with growing enrollment and are also grappling with how to increase pay for bus drivers in order to attract more people to the job. Again, this is Crosby ISD. Despite our chilly morning, we're going to warm up to a high of 71 today. Tomorrow, 81. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.